Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He wants to build his ballroom and travel with Natalie on their apparently defenseless flying palace gifted by the Emir of Qatar.
I am so glad that he said it. All right, everybody, you got to check this out. I love this game that Republicans are trying to play right now because they're not going to win it. Republicans across the Trump administration and across media are currently clutching their pearls and trying to call out Democratic Senator John Ossoff of Georgia because he made a simple comment about Natalie Harp spending a lot of time with Donald Trump. Ossoff didn't make any insinuations. He didn't try to say anything wild or speculative. He literally just said Trump is spending more time with Natalie than he is trying to solve this war. And for that, the entire right-wing media ecosystem lit up on fire. Scott Jennings is saying, wow, nice sexist joke, bro. He's basically saying, this is quite a message for the Democratic Party to send to young women working in politics. Party of women, pretty ugly stuff. Dog. All Ossoff said is that Trump is spending a lot of time with Natalie. It's not like he said you can grab women by the you-know-what because they let you do it. It's not like he yelled at a woman reporter saying, quiet piggy. It's not like he's Trump, who demeans every single female journalist within his field of view or even his peripherals at any given moment on any given day. There is a clear difference in the way that our leaders treat women and respect women versus the way Donald Trump has spoken about women for the past decade? Scratch that. For the past 5 decades, the way Donald Trump has spoken about women has been disgusting. But again, Republicans are going to try to play this game, and they are not going to win. Let me just run you through the exact series of events, because Senator John Ossoff did another interview last night, and he ended up basically doubling down and saying, yeah, Trump needs to end this war and stop spending time with Natalie. For example, look at this. On Father's Day, Donald Trump celebrated Father's Day surrounded by much of his family, but Melania Trump and Barron Trump were gone. They were absent. They were nowhere to be seen on Father's Day. Instead, a woman resembling Natalie Harp appeared in the photos, reigniting discussion about her growing presence in Trump's circle. I want to be nuanced here. It's normal for politicians or people in power to have some sort of aide. It's usually called a body person, a body man or a body woman, and they stay close all day and they help you accomplish things. It wouldn't be weird if it was just ending there. If the relationship ended there, we wouldn't be talking about it. It does not end there. It goes much, much deeper. Natalie Harp is passing notes to Donald Trump throughout the day saying, you are all that matters to me. Trump says that Natalie will never leave her. Natalie was declared a security threat, or at least a red flag, because she was spending so much time with Trump. And Melania even found Natalie late one night in the president's private study. We don't know what they were doing. We don't have any actual allegations of sexual stuff, but you can kind of connect the dots in your mind or come to your own conclusions. This brings us to a clip of Senator John Ossoff saying this. This is the clip that started the entire outrage. I just want to recap.
And while the sailors on the Lincoln fight his war, while he fruitlessly drains our munitions and oil reserves, the president sleeps through his meetings. He golfs and trades stocks. See, he doesn't want to do the job. He wants to build his ballroom and travel with Natalie on their apparently defenseless flying palace gifted by the Emir of Qatar.
I am so glad that he said it. He went out there and he just said it. This is the first time in a while that Democrats have successfully put Republicans on the back foot. When I go out and do these debates on TV or on my own debate show, I always have this framework, offense, offense, offense. I'm not going to bite on to these false Republican narratives and play on their playing field, play on their battlefield. No, we have the facts on our side and we can put them on the back foot. And that is exactly what John Ossoff did. I want to point out the wording that John Ossoff used there. He didn't make any sort of weird insinuation. He didn't make any sort of leap or imply anything sexual, which it's really important to point that out, because all of these Republicans are trying to claim he's like misogynistic or making sexist jokes. He literally just pointed out that Trump is spending an insane amount of time with Natalie Harp. The Secret Service even would admit this. Natalie Harp is constantly following him, smiling at him in a rather creepy way. And this has caused an entire meltdown among the right wing. So check this out. Newt Gingrich said, John Ossoff owes Natalie Harp a personal apology for having smeared her. Okay, back up. Newt Gingrich, you have no moral high ground to demand any apology from anybody ever. Okay, sorry. He said, if a conservative Republican had attacked a liberal Democrat, working professional woman the way Ossoff smeared Natalie Harp, there would be cries to kick them off the ticket and reject this misogynistic language. Wait, all Ossoff said was that Natalie spends time with Trump. It then says, language diminishing, smearing somebody for simply doing their job. Then Ossoff routinely lies, as the Jewish leaders at Atlanta pointed out recently, and we should accept that he is a profoundly dishonest politician. Okay, Newt Gingrich, yeah. If any politician in America is dishonest, narcissistic, and constantly being misogynistic, I don't think you're looking in Georgia. I think you're looking at the White House at that point. Okay, wait, let's continue. I love Scott Jennings clutching his pearls. He said, this is quite a message for the Democratic Party to send young women working in politics. Party of women? Pretty ugly stuff, bro. You are not going to clutch your pearls that hard. He then responds to Ossoff, later doubling down, and says, what a coward. Own your sexist joke, bro. Dude, am I going crazy here, or is this not Donald Trump yelling at a reporter, quiet piggy?
Sir, yeah, Jennifer, is there nothing incriminating in the file, sir?
We are not going to let Republicans gaslight us about this. If any party has made women's place in politics less safe or comfortable, it is the Republican Party. The Republican Party that is currently batting for Max Miller after it's basically proven in court filings he beat his wife, poured boiling hot water on her, and allegedly broke the collarbone of his 2-year-old daughter. They rally behind people like Andrew Tate, Tristan Tate, Max Miller, Matt Gaetz, the most disgusting people in politics. Just look at this caption right here. Donald Trump snaps at female reporter who asks about Epstein files. Quiet piggy. Is that not crazy in and of itself that he's snapping at a female reporter for asking about his involvement in the Epstein files and they're not releasing it? And he yells, quiet piggy. And then Scott Jennings looks at the Democrats and says, we are the ones who are making sexist jokes. I can't believe the gaslighting. But to continue, John Ossoff then hops on Jen Psaki's show on MS Now last night and gets to expand on his Natalie Harp comments. Just to add some context, Melania Trump hasn't been seen in the public eye in about 26 days now. She hasn't posted on any of her social media accounts in weeks. There's been no word, no explanation for her disappearance. And the weirdest part is, as Donald Trump is traveling to a bunch of different events and doing these Mar-a-Lago events, golf club events at Bedminster, Melania is just not there. Nobody can see her. Melania is gone. Natalie Harp is there. Alina Haba is there. But Melania, gone, out of the public eye. Let me play this clip. And if you appreciate these videos we make on the Adam Mockler feed, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe below. Join the Mockler media crew. Mockler Mafia? Should we start calling them that? That's not bad. Let's check this out.
Lots of people have questions about it. Why'd you decide to invoke Natalie Harp specifically in that speech?
Well, Jen, thank you for having me. And here's the point. We're in wartime. The commander-in-chief has mired us in this geopolitical disaster. People have lost their lives. Our naval logistics are frayed. The global energy system is in crisis. And he retreats into this bubble of West Wing aides who are his security blanket to make him feel good about himself, to reassure him that he's doing a great job, to help him while he designs his new ballroom and he adorns the Oval Office in gold and picks the interior decorations on this new luxury flying palace he received from a foreign prince. When every single minute of every single day, what the President of the United States should be doing is bearing his most solemn burden of care for the sailors and Marines and aviators and all service members deployed on his orders on the basis of his lies to this disaster in the Middle East. And just like the West Wing is full of sycophants who tell him what he wants to hear and enable him, so is the United States Congress. Republicans in the House and Senate who still lack the spine.
Very well said. I just want to point out on top of that, Republican policies literally kill people. Whether it's the Iran war causing death in the Middle East and among our soldiers, whether it's cutting Medicaid, which causes death among the most vulnerable Americans and increases the mortality gap, whether it's USAID being slashed, Republican policies kill people, and all Trump is doing is traveling with Natalie. I don't think that that's unfair to say whatsoever, but they are now all demanding an apology. I think this was the funniest one of all. This was the funniest meltdown. Stephen Chung said, and this is the communications director for Trump, he said, John Jackoff has to be the biggest cuck loser in politics. Instead of denigrating hardworking people serving their country, John should look deep into his soul and ask himself why he's a miserable person who hates this country. It's because he's a radical, extremist Democrat. Yeah, the person who seems radical and miserable in this situation is definitely not John Ossoff. And like, dude, Republicans have weaponized the political system against so many random people in politics. Remember when Judge Mershon's daughter was targeted by Republicans for months for like no reason? Paul Pelosi had his skull beaten in. What about Hunter Biden, who was dragged in front of Congress, dragged in front of certain investigatory committees to explain his entire life story multiple times? Natalie Harp is spending all of her time with the president, and she was mentioned once. She was mentioned one time. I don't understand how this is some huge, radical, extremist thing. I really quickly want to point out that even Melania Trump has been pissed about all of this. We have new reporting about how the White House is thinking about Ossoff's invocation of Natalie Harp. Just listen to this. You know how all of the administration officials are firing back simultaneously? This is why. The onslaught stems, in part, from Ossoff's status as a potential presidential candidate. But his comment that Trump wants to build his ballroom and travel with Natalie landed as, quote, a cheap shot, one administration official said. Harp's proximity to Trump has unnerved some of his aides and sparked unfounded rumors about a relationship. One person close to the White House said Harp, quote, will ultimately jump the highest out of anyone in the room when he says jump. You know, the old loyalty test, when I say jump, you jump. Apparently Natalie will jump the highest. Adding that the aggressive pushback is partly because, quote, the First Lady doesn't like these types of things, and Trump, quote, does get furious about personal topics. One more time, the Republican Party has no high ground on personal topics or cheap shots at this point. Even last night on CNN, Trump's former campaign manager was demanding that John Ossoff apologize, and he got checked by Keith Boykin. Check this out.
The follow-up there from the senator should have been an apology, because I agree, it was below the belt.
Okay, just really quickly, has Trump apologized for anything ever in politics? He said quiet piggy at a woman, never apologized. He tells female reporters that they're awful, terrible, no good human beings and should be fired. He said he grabbed women because they let him do it. He said he used to walk backstage at the beauty pageants because he owns the place. He abuses power dynamics all throughout his time in politics. And yet John Ossoff makes some innocuous comment saying, Trump travels with Natalie Harp a lot. And this is below the belt. This is beyond the pale. Republicans so desperately want to have any moral high ground right now, but they don't. They've lost any high ground they had.
The follow-up there from the senator should have been an apology, because I agree, it was below the belt. The reason for the freakout,
You work for Donald Trump. How can you say anything is below the belt when you work for Donald Trump in the White House?
The reason for the freakout by the Trump administration is because it was below the belt. Staff was draw. She.
What about all the things
John Ossoff ran for office. Donald Trump ran for office. Criticize them, put a spotlight on them, talk about them.
He just
She is a government staffer.
She's not a private person.
Her name has never been on a ballot.
If you want to be traveling to the president,
you're describing her
as a private person. She works. She does work for the government.
A lot of people work for the government.
What about Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss? They're private people. Donald Trump attacked those election workers in Fulton County. They had no business being involved in this scandal.
What are we talking
but
about?
Donald Trump brought them
up. Talk about 2020?
That's a really, really good point from Keith Boykin. There were two election workers who didn't do anything wrong in 2020, and Trump blasted them and tried to ruin their lives because he thought that there was fraud. Like Trump will ruin the lives of people that he perceives as his political opponents. He'll dance on their grave. Robert Mueller died, and he said, good, I'm glad Mueller is dead. Rob Reiner died, and he said, wow, Rob Reiner died of Trump derangement syndrome. You know what I'm talking about. Trump makes fun of people after they die. Republicans have no moral high ground about what's below the belt. And by the way, I won't even concede that John Ossoff's remark was below the belt. He literally just said Trump travels with Natalie. They're acting like John Ossoff spent 10 minutes depicting some graphic story between Natalie and Trump. He literally just said they travel together. Like,
I want to talk about the fact that Donald Trump repeatedly for 30 years and definitely for the past 10 years has attacked every single person. You work for him in the White House while he attacked people with attacks that are far lower than what John Ossoff said. All he did was mention one person's name. And so for you to hear, you to come here and have this fake outrage about John Ossoff,
John Ossoff is better than this. He's
you are better than SIS.
Well, that's kind
because
of
you, have, you have no credibility. No.
Oh my God, that was a really good takedown. Shout out to Keith right there. Seth Abramson says, anyone else starting to feel like there's a scandal hiding behind all of this that they're claiming is disgusting? The White House, all of the White House's friends collectively lost their minds just because Natalie's first name was mentioned today. I feel like the whole nation's spidey senses should be tingling, says Seth. And then Lee Zeldin comes out. Lee Zeldin is the administrator for the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. Why is Lee Zeldin defending Natalie Harp? He said, Natalie Harp is an incredibly hardworking, talented, principled, and loyal member of the Trump admin who passionately wants to help our nation thrive. Okay, nobody asked you, Lee Zeldin. Nobody wants to know your opinion on all of this. But here's what the reporting says. Natalie Harp, 34, is the personal assistant to 80-year-old Donald Trump and reportedly accompanies him virtually everywhere around the clock. She is said to manage his Truth Social account, print out flattering articles from conservative websites, and carry them in a Lululemon tote bag. Now, that might be a little bit weird, but that in and of itself does not cross any lines. Here's where it gets weirder. According to two independent books, one by Michael Wolff and another by NYT journalists Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan, Harp allegedly left admiring notes in Trump's private quarters, including messages such as, "You are all that matters to me." Trump reportedly said she would never leave him. Melania Trump is also said to have found Harp late one night in the president's private residence. According to these accounts, the Secret Service at one point viewed Harp as a potential security concern because of their unusually strong personal attachment. Whether the two had a romantic relationship has never been officially confirmed. We just don't know. Ossoff has then asked about Natalie Harp again last
night. And the reason I asked about Natalie Harp is because it's kind of raised this question out there, more questions about her. He is surrounded by sycophants, no question. I just talked about that. But you specifically mentioned her, and I just wonder why.
Well, I've heard this particular aide referred to as his security blanket. And I think we could say that about any number of the senior aides in the White House. They're not telling him what he needs to hear. They're telling him what he wants to hear. And the nation is at war, and we cannot afford that. We need a team in the White House. We need folks at the State Department, at the Defense Department, in the United States Congress who take their jobs seriously. Those sailors out on the Lincoln, they do their jobs with excellence and dedication every single day. They didn't sign up for luxury. They signed up to defend the country. And the president, surrounded by enablers in the West Wing, is playing golf, is trading stock, and is decorating his ballroom. It's a disgrace.
I really love John Ossoff.
All while American families in Georgia and across the country pay more for just about everything as a direct result of his failed economic policy and his failed foreign policy.
Very, very well said from John Ossoff. Apparently, Natalie Harp is now estranged from many of her family members, including her brother, who describes her relationship with Trump as very unhealthy. There's also reports that Natalie Harp was the one who posted that meme of Barack and Michelle Obama depicted as apes in the jungle. I don't know if you guys remember this, but like 8 months back or so, there was a video that Trump posted, and for the last 5 seconds of that video, it depicted our former first lady and president in a very egregiously racist manner, right? Trump then came out in an interview and said that it was an aide that posted that, like a top aide posted it. Well, considering the fact that Natalie Harp is the top aide that runs his Truth Social, we can safely assume that it was Natalie Harp who posted this, which is just absurd and disgusting. I just want to say, John Ossoff has a lot of great potential. I think that he's obviously achieving his potential, and I want to see him up on the debate stage in 2028. I understand that he's running for a Georgia Senate seat right now, but if Keisha Lance Bottoms wins, then she can safely appoint his replacement, right? Democrats are currently fighting back and fighting back big. Here's James Carville on Fox News defending Mayor Mamdani because Mayor Mamdani knows how to speak Chinese. Or at least Mamdani knows how to speak enough Chinese to make a video about it.
These guys are boring guys. That's the future. We're talking about right now, James. And right now, the mayor here in New York speaking Chinese. Do you speak Chinese?
I don't, but I wish I did. I would be a more educated person, and I'm not going to fault anybody for learning another language. Unfortunately, I barely speak Cajun French, but that's fine. It means he's an he's an educated, smart guy. He speaks different languages.
Well, I don't think he speaks it. By the way, the mayor of New York. I think he mimicked it.
He can bring Chinese businesses.
Okay, fine. All right, so that's fine. He's speaking.
I've never seen Jesse Waters give up like that. He just kind of gives up.
By the way, the mayor of New York can bring Chinese businesses.
Okay, fine. All right, so that's fine.
Keep pushing back. We have to keep fighting these smug, condescending a-holes who want to gaslight us and morally police us. Scott Jennings in particular, Newt Gingrich in particular, Trump himself, none of these people have any room to litigate how we play politics at this point. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. Where's Melania? We'll keep figuring that out. I love you all. Peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.